there are more and more women, thank goodness, are getting into farming. 30% of the new farmers and new farms were women owned, which was a surprise to me, a pleasant surprise. And yet, on the flip side of that, the vast majority of those new farms were very, very small acreages, under 10 acres, and many of them very small grossing. The vast majority of them, overwhelming majority, had net farm sales of under $10,000.
When you put that 30% in context, it doesn't sound so much like a resurgency.
It's both encouraging that more women are getting into to food production and food raising, but at the same time, I think sometimes the media mischaracterizes the extent to which young women are getting into farming versus the number who are, you know, opting to leave the farm for urban or suburban careers. And
are we seeing an increase where women are inheriting the farm or taking over farm operations?
You bet. I do know that in Iowa, my home state, about 50% of Iowa farm ground, I believe, now is owned by women. And a fair amount of that is through inheritance. So women really do have the privilege and the prerogative to really determine, in many cases, what the future of agriculture looks like. And, you know, for so many generations of women born on the farm who really yearn for more of a stake, you know, in a male-run enterprise, many of whom wanted more of a stake, but they just never had the opportunity, or they felt hemmed in by local institutions and cultures and maybe some of this, you know, the mores of their own family. Here's a real moment, you know, to seize and to cultivate the kind of agriculture that they maybe experienced growing up, if they grew up, you know, particularly in the 40s or 50s, as many of them did, and be a great stewards of the land.
You would say then that women have the potential to change a little bit of the direction of agriculture. What do you see changing?
I've heard that in the next 20 years or so, roughly 80% of North American farm ground is going to change hands. So one of the choices that many women landowners will have is, who do they decide? Do they want to sell the land? Do they want to rent the land? If so, to whom do they want to rent the land? What will their lease requirements be? What will their standards be? Will they decide to rent to an out-of-state syndicate? Will they decide to rent to someone local? At the same time, you know, one of the potential dangers would be if women farm owners en masse decide to sell to folks who don't share their values or just the highest bidder. You know, younger farmers may be priced out. If, in fact, the highest bidder is the one who comes to own the land, or, you know, local folks who really maybe have the greatest claim to the land because they understand the local communities and they farm that ground, they may be priced out. So there's a lot of dangers there, too.